This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Say, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We have been created for the purpose to worship Allah Almighty. Being the slave of the one who is the controller, cherisher, provider, sustainer, governor, owner of everything that exists is an honor. And we are proud, in a humble way, we are proud to declare ourselves as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hayya 'ala s-salah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his help, his assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is, they were to us devout worshippers. It's about worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Islam is a way of life that invites our attention that every act of ours can be worshipped to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and must be done to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, he mentions in the Quran in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّ most certainly صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَا وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Allah Almighty in this ayah mentions that everything that we do can be considered as worship to Allah Almighty. And subhanAllah, this is something that which we need to realize that we are created for. We have been created for the purpose to worship Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, he says in Surah Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created, Allah Almighty says, I have not created the jinn and men but to worship me. So our purpose of existence in this world is to worship Allah Almighty. Allah being our Rabb and we are his ibad. We are his slaves, servants. So this is what we are told again and again through the very powerful surah. In it, a very powerful ayah, Allah Almighty, he makes us to repeat this at least 17 times every single day when we read our salah. In Surah Al-Fatiha, we are told, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This is kind of our mission statement of a Muslim. You alone we worship and you alone we seek for help. This is what we tell to ourselves, to remind ourselves, to make up our mind that we are the slaves of Allah Almighty. And Allah is our Rabb. So that's why we again and again say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we seek for help. Being the slave of Allah is an honor in itself. Being the servant of the one who has created the entire world, being the slave of the one who is the controller, cherisher, provider, sustainer, governor, owner of everything that exists is an honor. And we are proud, in a humble way, we are proud to declare ourselves as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this slavery is done in so many ways. You know, we worship Allah Almighty through prayers, for example. That is how we show our slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah being our master and we are his slaves. We show our slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making sure that we have good character. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the nearest and the dearest to me on the day of judgment is the one who will have good character. So if I have good character, I'm actually worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm being good to everyone, I'm worshipping Allah Almighty, subhanallah. If I am seeking knowledge, that's a worship to Allah Almighty. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, those who go to seek out knowledge, Allah Almighty will facilitate his going in paradise, subhanallah. So in Islam, worship is a very broad term. Anything and everything that we do to please Allah Almighty is a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, this worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a continuous process. It is a continuous process. And we have to worship Allah until we depart this world. As Allah Almighty mentioned in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, the last ayah, 99th ayah, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. That is death. So until we die, we must be enslaving ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must show our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must show our slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we actually become honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the greatest honor for a slave is when he is in prostration, when he is in sujood. That is where he feels so much of peace, so much of satisfaction, so much of energy, subhanallah. Why? Because he is submitting to none other than the creator, the maker, the owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we worship Allah solely, purely, sincerely. Let us understand that worship is a very broader meaning, and everything, anything that we do to please Allah in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us understanding, wisdom, to worship Allah Almighty purely, to worship Allah Almighty in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to grant mercy to all the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to ease the matters of those who are suffering. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.